you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Thursday edition of the Coach's Corner. We talked USU Eastern basketball yesterday. Coach Vando joined us on the show, and we'll continue down that path today. But we're going to move over and talk women's basketball. So far this year, the Lady Eagles have gotten off to a great start. They're 6-3. They've had a very difficult schedule. Most recently, they went 1-1 on a road trip in Salt Lake, competing in a preseason tournament. They'll take this weekend off, but they do return to the court on December 9th. December 9th, they're going to return to the court. Their first home game of the season. We'll talk about that in just a bit. Joining us in the studio right now, we have assistant coach Morgan Warburton. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting us come back.
Absolutely. We love having you, Coach. You guys have gotten off to a pretty good start so far this season. You guys have some key wins, and you're 6-3. I know, talking to you off of the cuff, you're thrilled with where the team is at right now.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't be happier. You know, there's a couple games that we feel like we could have won, but those were really good learning tools for us early. To know that you got to show up to every game, no matter who you're playing, you got to prepare the same way. And I think they're finally catching on, and it's right in time.
I talked to Chelsea about this a couple of weeks back before the start of the season. You guys have one of the more difficult non-conference schedules that I can remember this program having in quite some time. Even the tournaments that you guys travel to, they're not club teams. You guys are playing ranked teams. So 6-3 is quite the accomplishment so far.
Yeah, I mean, we've been challenged, I think, very well so far. Our conference is going to be gutting it out really to the end of the games, I think. I don't think we're ever going to win, you know, more than 10 points if we do. Every team's good. So to be able to be challenged early and to see him come through on some really close games has been refreshing for Chelsea and I.
You guys have a lot of freshmen. How have they performed this year in your eyes?
Great. I mean, they're just kids that want to come in the gym and get better. They're not afraid to be told, like, what they're doing wrong, and they're going to go fix it. And that's, as a coach, all you can ask for. You know, we really talk about us a lot. Like, we're worrying about other teams, but at the end of the day, it's like what we can control and what we're trying to get better at. And they really embrace that, and you can see the improvements.
As far as, well, you guys start four freshmen.
Yeah.
Right. So,
yeah.
I mean, the freshmen have obviously been playing well. And you have a couple that are averaging around, you know, that 13 to 15 point mark.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, you know, we only get them for 2 years, to see them do that early is really nice. You know, you get 30 games under your belt after this year, and you know they're going to be a little bit older, wiser next year, and it's going to be great for the freshmen that will be coming in the following year for them to follow that leadership.
Who has stood out to you individually on this team?
Madison Loftus. She's shown up pretty much every game. She's not afraid to take that game-winning shot. She's not afraid to have the ball in her hands. Miley Richardson's just really tough down low. You know, our numbers haven't really reflected the hard work she's put in so far, but she's slowly getting back to the Miley that ended the year last year. And another sophomore, Brindy Ballum, she's surprised us. She came back in really, really good shape, worked on her game all summer, and she's earned significant minutes and has been producing the way that we need her to.
You mentioned Loftus. I think she had 18 and 16, if I remember right, over the past weekend. And then Miley in the middle. I mean, you have a team that seems like they got to feed off each other, and you guys have been balanced throughout, front to back.
Yes, and that's, you know, part of the system Chelsea and I put in this year is sharing the ball. And, you know, if you're unselfish, it's going to come back around for you, and we really believe that. And the system that we have, if they're patient, trust in it, and trust in each other, they're all going to get opportunities to score. And I think that says more than one or two kids scoring the ball every time down the floor. So, yeah, we're really, really happy.
Is it tough to get that thought kind of engraved into a freshman's mind? Because a lot of these kids, they were one of the top two players on their high school team. Now they're sharing the ball. You guys are running 12 deep. Is that difficult? Has it been difficult for them to embrace that?
No, actually, that's kind of the reason why we recruited all of them. We saw that as players when they were on their high school teams, that, you know, they were the ones building their team up when they were down. They were the ones that wanted the ball in their hands when they were up. Those type of players that were really encouraging to others. And I think that was important to us. We wanted kids that were good players, but that were unselfish and were for the team and not themselves.
Let's talk about the local kids. I know the listeners always love to hear how they're doing. You guys do have a couple of former Dinos on the squad. First off, Sarah Morley, who I know is just a game changer by just having her in the middle in the paint. I mean, that's something that you guys haven't necessarily had on a consistent basis.
Yeah,
anyways.
And you know, it's great to have her and Miley, just to know that you have that size and athleticism in both of them. But Sarah's really, the last couple weeks come along, you know, since volleyball's ended, you know, we've had to really work with her, but she's embraced it, and we're very proud of the minutes that she does give us, and we're hoping to increase those over the length of the season.
As far as Jordan goes, how has she looked?
Jordan looks awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, she's gaining her confidence back. We're very, very happy with her. Her attitude and approach to practice and games has been refreshing, and even though her minutes haven't shown her capabilities yet, I think she's going to be a key factor to us later in the season.
She obviously suffered a pretty serious injury, and I was talking to Chelsea about this. Who better to coach her than Chelsea, who did suffer a couple of similar injuries in her career? So does it take a while to get that confidence back in your step?
Yeah, and you can see it in her. You know, early on, she wasn't sure of herself, especially on defense, and I don't blame her. And Chelsea, you know, luckily went through all that. So I think hearing it from Chelsea, Jordan has really been able to kind of calm down about it. There, she has her moments still where you can kind of see her second guess herself, but then she'll take the ball and sweep dribble to the basket as fast as anybody and finish and just look at us and be like, holy crap, I just did that without thinking about my injury. So it's really awesome to see a kid, you know, keep working and it's really paying off, and she's going to end up playing a lot more minutes.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Morgan Warburton, the assistant for the USU Eastern Lady Eagles squad. Coach, let's talk about schematics. I haven't had an opportunity to watch you guys yet because you haven't played any home games, and we'll get to that in just a second. So what's on the court? What are you guys trying to accomplish when the games are going on?
You know, we like to push the ball. We want it to be exciting for fans, and not only for the fans, but for us. Like, we want to get out and run. We want to get a rebound, push the ball up the floor, and create, and let them use their skills without us having to call a play. You know, Chelsea wants them to play off of each other and get early baskets. And if that doesn't work, then, you know, our system is based off of reads. It's not, you know, there's certain play calls that Chelsea will call every once in a while, but majority of the time it's them making the decisions and us just being able to prepare them in a way in practice that they can do that in a game.
Is it kind of the same philosophy defensively? A lot of pressing, a lot of man-to-man?
Yeah, we like to switch it up a lot. I think it's good for the players so they don't, you know, get bored. I think pressing really, you know, it affects the other team, but I think it gets you ready to play quicker in a game. So we really have embraced that part, and we've really embraced our zone, and they've really caught on well. And the only problem with zone is just rebounding, and we've tightened that up a little bit too. So we're excited.
I mentioned you guys have not played a single home game yet, 9 games into the season. It's a tough schedule, no doubt, but you guys have a bye week, and then the next 2 weeks you'll play one game each week at home against a couple of club teams, so people will finally have an opportunity to come out and watch this team play.
Yeah, and we're excited about it. I think I've had some people in the community already tell me they can't wait to watch a game. And, you know, all-star games are a little bit scary because you can bring in some ex-players that are trying to still prove what they're capable of doing, and they have nothing to lose. But at the end of the day, it's what we bring to the table. It's how we prepare them, and worrying about us and just doing the little things to win basketball games. So we're excited to kind of let them show their skills to the community, and hopefully we can get a big crowd out.
There's no scouting report on these teams either.
No, and that's the hard part, because mm-hmm. you're trying to prepare them for something that you have no idea that's going to come at you. But, you know, during the game, the fun part about coaching is you can talk about those things along the way. And I think those are good learning tools, to be able to learn something right on the spot or change something right on the spot. And these kids have really, really done well with that part of the game.
That's what I was going to ask you. From a coach's perspective, it's probably quite fun, right, to kind of sit and dissect everything as it's happening and kind of build a game plan from scratch.
Yeah, and it is. And it's, you know, what's refreshing with these kids is they actually pick up on it and will tell me what they think, which is fun because, you know, maybe they're not right all the time, but at least they're trying to be a student of the game from a coaching perspective. And I think once they kind of have learned what Chelsea and I expect from our scouts and how we do it when we do know what a team does, it's really helped them become better basketball players.
Following the two home games, you guys travel on the road to Vegas, 3 games in 3 days, right?
Yes.
I'm sure the girls are looking forward to going to Vegas.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I mean, we always tell them it's a business trip. It's not to go and just have fun.
Like, it's not leisure,
Yeah, we got to get the job done and then we can have fun later, but we're excited. The very first game we have there is Hutch, and they are a powerhouse in our division. And what better way than to go down, you know, your first game and be able to prepare for a team that's really, really good and hopefully, you know, compete and possibly come out with a win. So we're really excited.
You guys have already played a couple of ranked teams. We talked about Casper. I believe Gillette was ranked too, if I remember correct.
Yeah.
So you guys have definitely had a difficult schedule up to this point. How's conference look? How have you been able to peg that up to this point?
You know, like, it's always going to be tough. I think, you know, no matter who we play, it's going to be a game right to the end. Hopefully we're in those games. I believe we're going to be. I think we're a force to be reckoned with. And that's what Chelsea and I's goal is, just to be relevant. We want these kids to show what they're capable of doing. We want teams to be able to realize that we mean business. We're trying to win games this year. And I think they're going to have to prepare differently for us. And that's what is exciting.
It just seems like there's a different level of comfort knowing this is now your guys' team. These are your players.
Yes, and it was a little bit scary at first. You know, Chelsea and I recruiting these kids, and we knew they were good, but how good? And they've proved us what we expected is exactly what has been happening. We still have a long way to go, but the upside to this group is pretty cool.
And talking to you off the cuff, you did mention that you've already signed two for next year as well.
Yeah, two kids from Utah. Forward post players that both play on really good teams that we're very excited about. Early signs are great. You know, now with the new rule change, we're able to get them on early as quick as possible, which is a benefit to us.
Right, right. Compared to the previous rule, it seemed like you guys were just a little bit more prone to losing athletes to some schools with bigger budgets, I guess.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, hopefully the culture's changing a little bit for us, but we want to be, you know, a name that kids hear and that want to go play. And I think it's slowly getting there. I think kids are figuring out who we are, and Chelsea and I's personalities, I think, have helped too, you know, being able to talk about our playing days and having kids trust in us because we've been there and done it. And I think our age helps too.
Yeah.
Being a little bit younger. So hopefully we have those sort of things that can help us out, get some kids that, you know, normally wouldn't come down to Price.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to catch up with you and talk a little bit about the team. Thank you again, and we'll catch you guys in just a couple of weeks when you guys play your first home game.
Yep, we're excited.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Again, Coach Morgan Warburton of the Lady Eagles basketball squad. Remember, you'll be able to follow them all season long right here on KOAL. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we'll start talking some NFL football. Another week gets underway tonight. Big Thursday matchup, Minnesota and Dallas. So we'll talk about that when we return.